Hello. So can you tell us your name, where you work, and maybe a brief overview of what your work focuses on and what topics you cover?
Okay, yeah, thank you for the opportunity to introduce our work. So my name is Qiying Su. I'm associate professor at the Department of Neurobiology at University of California, San Diego. So my lab studies the sense of smell or olfaction. We use the fruit fly, Drosophila melanogaster, as a model organism. And we are particularly interested in how a very unique anatomical structure for those sensory neurons can contribute to information processing.
Wow, that sounds really interesting. Can you tell us a little bit about your most recent article? Apologies that I can't pronounce most of the words, but we're looking at valence opponency and peripheral olfactory. Okay.
So we as I mentioned earlier, for the insect olfactory receptor neurons, that they have a very interesting feature, that is the neurons are compartmentalized or grouped together and in the sensory pair. And so this is different from our nose, because our olfactory receptor neurons are kind of distributed on the olfactory epithelium. So the compartmentalization is relatively unique or common for invertebrate nervous system. And our speculation is that the invertebrate nervous system is less complex than the vertebrate nervous system. So they may have to figure out a way to process information with fewer neurons, right? So because they, like us, they also encounter the same problem, because the sense of smell is actually quite challenging, because there are thousands of volatile chemicals in the air, right? So we have to first detect them, and second, make sense of them, right? And so this is a quite a challenging sense for the organism.
Okay, very interesting. So for this topic, like where is the connection to this topic in your research and maybe the medical practice, or what therapies and treatments and patient outcomes are you looking for with this?
Okay, so as we say that, so in the past that people tend to believe that, whether or not when we sense like a smell of coffee, right? And most of us feel like the smell of coffee smells really good and we like it, right? So we say that it has a positive hedonic value, right? And so before our work, people believe that this preference or this hedonic value requires an activation of a population of olfactory receptor neurons or sensory neurons. And the activation pattern will then determine whether we like this odor or not, right? So here we are talking about the innate preference, like the preference that we are born with, that does not require any teaching or association with past experience. Right. But what we found that in the fly system, that you actually don't need this combinatorial code, this activation pattern. That each neuron has its intrinsic value. Some will carry positive balance, some will carry negative balance. Right. And what is intriguing in our study is that the positive and negative balance neurons are paired together. So you have the yin and yang that are grouped together in the same pair, and they can inhibit each other within that hair. Okay, and so what is the implication to, I cannot say human health, because this is a quite a rather insect-specific phenomenon. But I think for public health, then it has a lot of interesting implication, which we hope that we can continue to pursue. That, for example, that we all like to be able to develop some very effective mosquito traps, for example. Right, something that would really attract animal or some will make us less attractive to mosquito, for example, right? And so our idea is that through studying a model organism, like this basic scientific research, is going to help us understand how other insects, such as mosquitoes, will then use that information to guide their whole thinking behavior. So we are at the very early stage, but what we found is that this kind of organization, the positive balance pair with a negative balance, this kind of organization has a lot of impact on insect odor's guided behavior.
Wow. So it's exciting to be, I think, in the early stages. Do you have any ideas about, you know, where this work could lead you next? Or, you know, what is what you're looking to achieve? Or what does that outcome look like, I guess?
So this work, we also collaborate with a computational neuroscientist. Jonathan Ajadev, he is also at UC San Diego, is our junior faculty member. And so he look at our experimental data and he construct a model to suggest that this kind of computation principle that happens at the sensory periphery, let's say, you know, at the first layer of a sensory circuit, that can allow the animal to compute the composition of an odor mixture, right? And then so that we know that for nature, in nature, a lot of that the animal's preference to a particular odor is very sensitive to composition. Let's say that so fruit flies like rotten banana, right? But if it's just a regular banana, that even it smells banana to us, they may not show us a strong attraction, right? And so that means that a slight differences in the composition of odor can they have a profound impact on the behavior of the animal. Right, so and I think that's the next step that we want to pursue is to further understand how this peripheral computation can impact animals' behavior.
Yeah. Wow, that sounds really great. I'm really excited for the future of your work. Is there anything else that you think we should know about, you know, maybe this research and the stage of your research or anything else related to what you're working on?
So we are currently also working on something that we hope that can also help us understand a very puzzling phenomenon that say that something that smells very good, like, you know, expensive, that very nice perfume, right? But if too much of the very good smell actually is kind of disgusting, right? And so we are currently pursuing a project that kind of also help us to understand this kind of sensory phenomenon. And not only happen to us humans, but also to fruit flies as well. And we think this yin and yang pairing organization may have something to do with that. Yeah, so that's a very sneak preview of our ongoing project. Yes.
That's exciting because I've experienced that when I go into like a Bath and Body Works or even a Teavana where I'm like, oh my God, it's too much and I have to leave.
Yes. So, but isn't that intriguing, right? Mm-hmm. So something that's supposed to smell very nice at lower concentration will become very kind of repulsive at high concentration, right? So we're hoping to be able to at least address some of the neural circuit mechanisms underlying that kind of behavior. Yes.
That's going to be fascinating.